crazy storylines in the NBA. We want to check in on all of them with Mark Spears, senior NBA writer for ESPN and The Undefeated. You guys can follow him on Twitter at Mark J. Spears ESPN. Welcome in, Mark. How are you? Thanks for joining us.
Oh, life's crazy out here in New York City right now.
Well, I can imagine.
Draft stuff the best I can.
I mean, what was your reaction then, speaking of the draft, Boston and Philly swap the first and the third pick? What was your initial gut reaction to that news?
Well, Philly really wanted the point guard, really wanted Fultz. They very high on him. They appear to be all in on him. And it's kind of strange because you want to see how he and Ben Simmons coexist because they both want the ball in their hands and need it to succeed. So we'll see how that plays out. But, you know, I think Boston also believed that the guy they wanted, which seems to be Jason Tatum from Duke, was going to be available with the third pick anyway, and plus they pick up a conditional first-round pick for next year. So I think Boston is happy as well. It kind of feels like they might rob the Sixers of a pick.
Who do you see the Celtics taking now, Mark?
Jason Tatum.
Really?
Yeah, because it looks like Alonzo Ball is going to go second to the Lakers. And, you know, while I would have thought it was Josh Jackson with the third pick, all the buzz I'm hearing in New York is that Jason Tatum, the Duke big guy, who certainly got a lot better during the season went on and has a lot of upside, will be heading to Boston.
Has your gut feeling changed at all on the Gordon Hayward situation? Do you feel like he may be leaning one way or the other based on some of these moves in Boston?
Well, I mean, this kid's a small forward / power forward. So, you know, I don't know, that might make it a little less attractive to go there if they're picking him. But I mean, it just adds to the talent. I would think if Gordon Hayward went to Boston, he wouldn't have to worry about starting over some rookie, even if he's drafted high. You know, I expect him to do his due diligence, see what's out there. Now you have an idea after the draft of what Boston has, and it's going to be Tatum, it appears. So it gives him a better idea of what the Celtics would be with him in it.
Dwight Howard last night was tweeting about 5 minutes before, I assume, he got a phone call, Mark. News, of course, broke that he's headed to the Charlotte NBA franchise out there. He's 31 years of age. How many more years of somewhat decent basketball does Dwight Howard have in him? Or is this trade significant in the sense that this could well potentially be the kind of the downfall of Dwight Howard?
I know he's getting beat up right now, but I don't know that Dwight Howard will be the guy that he was ever again, but he's still a serviceable starter and center. Anybody that can give you 13 points and 12 rebounds a game, that's still pretty good. It's just he's not that kid in Orlando anymore. He's joining the coach of Steve Clifford, who was an assistant coach with the Lakers when he was there, so there's certainly some familiarity there. And, you know, perhaps there were some challenges at home that came to Dwight that, you know, might have hindered his success. But I'm not giving up on him. I don't know that he'll ever be an all-star again, but I don't think I'm as hard on him as everybody else is. I still think he's a good player in this league.
Is LeBron giving up on Dan Gilbert? I mean, did the firing of David Griffin open the door up for LeBron to leave Cleveland again, in your opinion?
It definitely opened it up. It gave him an excuse to use. Oh, well, I don't like the direction. They fired his GM. They gave him a bunch of excuses to use. Or here goes the crazy owner again. You know, you keep hearing about L.A., whether it's the Lakers and the Clippers. But I'm guessing, everything I've heard, that if LeBron were to leave, you know, it wouldn't be this summer. It'd probably be the next one. So I can see him trying to win a championship in Cleveland again if he falls out short. it may take a championship to get him to stay, but, you know, there's a lot of rumors talking about L.A. in his name in the same sentence.
A lot of rumors about L.A., both with the Clippers and the Lakers. Of course, Paul George rumored now to head to the Lakers, and reports, Mark, coming out of Clipper territory that DeAndre Jordan, who of course is an all-star center, could be shopped around by the Clippers franchise. What are your thoughts when you heard
of it? Yeah, well, if the Clippers were to move him, that would just be to, like, basically clear money to try to get LeBron. Or,
right.
Like, next summer, it's LeBron, it's Russell Westbrook, DeMarcus Cousins, Paul George. That's a pretty significant free agent list. So if the Clippers are doing it, they're kind of gambling, rolling the dice. I mean, DeAndre Jordan's a pretty important player. And you're moving him to open up space for something you may not get. It's definitely a gamble, but if I were them, I wouldn't trade him now. I'd wait to see if LeBron and those guys are really coming, because I do think that DeAndre is the type of player that it wouldn't be hard to find a spot for. But unless I know that one of those superstars are coming, I wouldn't trade him.
You guys can read him on Twitter at Mark J. Spears, ESPN, also at The Undefeated, and for ESPN, senior NBA writer Mark Spears joining us. Mark, we appreciate you. Have a great rest of your week. Enjoy the draft.
Hey, wait. You're not going to ask me about the Jazz?
Well, sorry, we're up again. Yeah, well, who are your thoughts on who the Jazz will select at 24?
I'll just tell you this real quick. I don't know how to say the guy's name, but there's a guy from Latvia I keep hearing with the Jazz named Anzis Pasikonis. Chew on that one. Bye.